Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey, good morning. My guy Hoodie's over there laughing.
I'm laughing at Meller because he's out of his mind. Every morning, you know, we like to be able to watch, you know, KJM, right? When we come in here, KJM.
KJM. So Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
We like to watch a simulcast, and for whatever reason, it was on TBS from last night. The TV's in here.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, wait, hold on a second. George Lopez, the reruns are on. We're watching this bitch. And actually, you know what? I don't disagree, actually, Jeff. An old George Lopez episode, that's fine.
It's always funny because TBS isn't on too often, but I assume because of the baseball last night.
Yeah.
That's why it was left on.
That's just funny to me.
Yep, very funny.
Didn't expect to see George Lopez this early in the morning.
No, correct. Because we usually only have sports on in here.
Yes. But the baseball was on, and they just kept it on TBS.
Right.
So the homeless was able to just watch, you know, some old TBS. Some
sitcoms.
Some old Andy Griffin and some old sitcoms
overnight.
But now we're back to the sports-a-roo. At least we thought we were.
So I watched the Blackhawks last night. That's not good.
You're the one.
Yeah. It's not good.
What a public embarrassment, a national embarrassment. I know it's maybe too early to say that, but since they were on ESPN.
Correct. They're on the national broadcast, and they were on TNT the other night.
National embarrassment. The high point of that game, how the Hawks honored Tony Esposito.
That was awesome.
Really love what they did. It's typical Hawks, though. Classy, right?
Yeah, they know how to do that. So, Danny, did you see that?
It was very nice.
First of all, Chelios and Mark Messier were the studio analyst for ESPN in Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelly, because he had to work there, they had him on the video board do his tribute to Tony, who was his favorite player growing up, as it was mine. And, dude, it was awesome the way they had the 35 lit up, you know, the lights going all around. It was amazing.
Classy.
Classy.
Not surprising the Blackhawks, classy. And then it went downhill from there.
Oh, boy, did they suck.
National embarrassment. I mean, great scoring chances. I'm watching the first couple of periods. I'm like, great scoring chances. Just can't get home.
If they don't beat Vancouver on Thursday night here.
So long, everybody.
Vancouver's very mediocre. If you lose to them, that Detroit team now can get you on Sunday. They are vastly improved. And then you got to go to, like, Carolina and some of these other good. You could be 0-9.
Tough.
2-7. 1-8. At some point. They're going to have to whack the coach.
And what was the chant you heard at the United Center last night?
Fire Culleton.
Hmm. That's something.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got beautiful shoes and the hair is perfect.
Well, maybe he ought to scuff them up and figure something out.
You can't fire the handsome Culleton. Have you seen my watch? Have you seen my shoes? We're losing, boys. Let's go.
Have you ever heard of, like, throwing a water bottle or doing something? He's stoic back there.
Oh, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Guess what? One of the teams, I've watched a lot of hockey. One of the teams that can win the Stanley Cup is Florida. Oh,
yeah.
Who's their coach? Joel.
Well,
anyway.
There you go. So, you know, it's funny. Danny, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was just trying to just figure out, like, what are the topics this morning, kind of going through little Bears here, a little, you know, off-season, you know, Bulls starting tonight. And I think that Cap gave us probably the best topic. Didn't he this morning in the text chain?
Oh, I got to say, he saved the day. I was sitting here this morning doing my show prep, thinking to myself, all right, Bears to talk about. We've got Bulls to talk about.
Yeah.
Some craziness in the Major League Baseball playoffs. What are we going to lead with? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
And then Cap accidentally sends us his schedule for his jam-packed busy day. I don't know how he spreads himself so thin.
I mean, it's just amazing. But he gave us really gold this morning. So we come to find out, after we have some text messages here about Pat McAfee and the Bears, all of a sudden my radio partner here says, text Chef, Joe's pickup 11 a.m. causes pizzas or pizzas. what it looked like Mike Piazza, but it says causes pizzas and farmers market. And I'm saying, what is this, Danny?
That's Cap's to-do list for today.
Oh, I got more than that.
So I understand that.
I got more than that. But I'm so busy.
I understand that. But you shared it to us once again. Dr. Rick needs to help you.
No, it was
What are you doing again? This should have been in your notes section of your phone.
No, I text myself. That's how I stay organized.
Okay, but you didn't. You text everybody.
I didn't mean to hit morning text or morning show text chain. I meant to hit my cell phone number, which you can go through it every day. I text myself.
Yes.
Like, I'll wake up at 3 in the morning because I'm nuts and go, oh, God. Hoodie asked me to do this. Danny asked me to do that. Meller, JR, I got to go do that. I got to work. And I had laid my day off 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I can roll back over and go to sleep again.
However, you sent it to all of us.
Correct.
So, Tech Chef, let's start there. What's that mean?
My wife's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
How about that?
She's 25 again.
Yes.
You better say it.
Yes, time, never mind.
You can tell that it's her birthday because you shaved.
I did.
Yeah, it was nice for you to shave. Didn't shave for the sky, but you shaved for her birthday.
I would have kept it. I had grown it for, I don't know, 10 days?
Yes.
And it was coming in nice.
You didn't do that for NBC Sports.
And we were at dinner last night. At her birthday's today, but yeah. One of our kids was over. And he's like, oh, growing a beard, huh? And he has a beard.
Yes.
I'm like, you like it? He goes, I do, but she doesn't.
Yes.
And it's gray. Really gray.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I said, yeah, I'm going to let it grow in for a while. And Mom, what do you think about that? She's like, he knows what I think of that.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, so, I got up this morning. It's like 4:30. I'm in the shower. I'm like, all right, it's her birthday. I shaved it.
Gotta shave it off because, you know, she doesn't like that. So you start up the old Norelco. That's good. Now.
Dollar Shave Club.
It's not Norelco?
No.
Aren't you old school? Don't you have
blades in the shower.
And an old Norelco. So it says
text chef.
Yeah, so you have a chef coming. Boy, there's a
Saturday.
Man. Boy, there's a man of the people.
It's not like that.
When it says text chef.
I'm cooking for Mindy with a chef.
No.
But there's a guy there that's on the grassroots effort. There's a guy. That's the guy that grew up in Chicago. I love Chicago. I've got a chef. Take that.
I'm going to the Sox game.
No.
In a suite. God.
So
I'm going out drinking. I need my driver. Take that.
My car was cold till I put on the heated seats.
Oh, man. I was feeling a little bit hot. Until I brought the top down. Yeah!
My backyard's full of dog poop. I paid someone to clean it.
A man of the people, David Kaplan. So it says tech chef. A chef's coming.
So we did the Walk is One Chicago for Bernie's Book Bank.
Emerald?
No, it's not Emerald. Oh,
Flate?
No, it's not Bobby.
He's Flate. An a-hole. Go ahead.
Bayless? Rick?
Not Rick.
Skip?
Not Skip either.
Is Skip coming? Come on, Skip. Cook for the man.
So we did the Walk is One Chicago. By the way, you can still donate. Walkisonechicago.org.
Yes.
For Bernie's Book Bank.
Yes.
At the end of the walk, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You were driving on sidewalks on Northwestern's campus.
All right. Let's not do that.
And there was a whole table full of food that they had as a celebration.
I remember.
And there was Malnati's pizzas. And there was this guy, Joey Bonamart.
Yes.
He's a well-known chef.
Great guy.
His wife works for Bernie's. Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
And I start talking to him. He's got all these amazing cookies that he had there and these salads and all this stuff. And I'm like, you made all this? He's like, I'm a chef. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, I cook at people's houses. I do events. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? My wife's birthday is coming up. What do you think about coming to my house? He's like, yeah, I'd be glad to.
Wow.
So he's coming. The kids are coming to the house on Saturday. He's going to cook dinner.
How much?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
He said he'll tell me at the end of the thing because there's 16 of us.
All right.
There's wives of my sons.
Yeah.
There's her dad and his fiance.
Tutus.
Her mom's passed.
Tutus are coming.
My brother and Mindy's sister.
How about the tutus? Are they coming?
They're not coming. And so, Yeah, it's not what you think it is, but it's cool.
Oh, I think I know what it is. He got a chef coming.
He and his wife were at the house the other day. And she works for Bernie's Book Bank.
All right.
And they're going to put a little feast together.
Okay, so there's that. So you got a personal chef coming. I mean, all of us here, you know, I'm just a kid from the South Side. We usually just do it ourselves. Nonetheless, so there's Joe's Pickup at 11 a.m. Joe's.
Yeah.
Who's Joe?
Joe's a restaurant in the city.
Oh, I see.
And they have something she likes. So I ordered it yesterday. I'll put it in the fridge and I'll serve it tonight.
Okay. You'll have someone serve it to her.
No. So that'll be me. I'm the one with candles on the table. So all of it.
Oh, candles.
I've got candles on the table. I paid someone to light them.
So now there's Kaz's, it says piazza, but I believe that's supposed to be Kaz's pizzas.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so Glenn Kozlowski you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
He asked me to have Mindy send some pizza from Malnati's for this charity event he's involved in. So they're donating some pizza.
By the way, we have a guest in studio. I don't know if you know this.
Who's that?
See that on the glass? It's going right there. There's a guest. There's a spider. You see him?
No.
It's right next to your board there, the brown board. Now it's on the... You see him?
No.
It's crawling. You see that, Danny?
I do not.
There's a spider right there. It's right there. See him crawling?
Nah.
Do you have arachnophobia, Hoodie?
That's a big one.
No. I just wanted to point it out. I don't want them crawling on my partner. That's all.
So, anyway, yeah. So, there's just a little charity pizza.
Okay. And farmer's market.
They sell flowers at the farmer's market. I want to have them on the table when my wife has dinner tonight for her birthday. So, I'm going to put the flowers in water.
So you're having Merlin Olsen come from FTD?
No.
And bring them to her?
I'm going to farmer's market. I'm going to chop the bottoms and put them in water and set it right at her place setting.
Well, if you're lucky, you'll be able to chop the bottoms tonight, but we'll see.
You're better than that.
What did I say wrong?
That's a given.
Oh, is it? How about that, Danny? It's a given. How about that?
It's a given. Uh-huh. 3 days ago, he announced on these airwaves that his wife's going through menopause. Now it's a given.
How about that, Kev?
I'm getting lucky tonight, or I'm paying someone to.
Now it's JR all over again. Now it's a JR Strauss story.
We found Cap's burner. Big stanky.
That's it. So anyway.
So JR's coming over?
JR's not coming over.
Okay.
I'll handle that.
Slow down. He'll have to explain it to his kids again.
And then I got to go to Benny's. I forgot to put that down. I got to buy a bottle of wine.
Okay. Do you understand, though, as we go through this exercise, that, again, you're getting older?
Why?
You can't just be typing this stuff to us. You have your own separate deal.
Yes. I thought that it was to myself, and it ended up going to the one person of the 98,000 on my phone that I didn't want to. You guys.
Okay. We asked you at Cap and J Hood to add to Cap's list today. So, and again, you can also call us as well. Could you add on to the list? It's Tex Chef, Joe's Pickup at 11, Kaz's Pizza. It's amazing. Farmer's Market.
Benny's.
Nothing for Jim Williams, huh? Nothing for some of the other people at GN? They're going to take care
of John Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
John Williams, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Yes.
Nothing for him?
Nothing.
Okay. So just Kaz.
Just Kaz.
All right. How about Obradovich in Hampton?
No.
You didn't get me any pizzas. What about Hampton?
No.
I drive a Chevy. Cap.
All right. Are you guys done messing with me? God, I'm going to be so focused on who I text next time.
I'm just saying,
you have the notepad function in your phone?
Do I have the note? Yes, I do.
Yeah, you. Of course you do. You have an iPhone. You have the latest iPhone. You paid someone to wait in line and get it.
I did not get the new one.
But that's what that's for. So you don't have to text yourself.
You
keep notes.
I prefer to text myself.
I understand.
I don't understand.
And text everyone else, apparently.
Yeah, I wasn't aware I was texting you clowns. Jeez.
So you said you have more? Is there more on the list that you like cut off and texted and did not text to us?
Correct.
Hiding somewhere?
Because once I found that out, as I added to the list, it's on my text, not yours.
Oh, I understand. Garter belt, some other stuff.
Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane, little Lover's Lane there.
Yeah.
Ah.
And wine pairings tonight. Well, actually not pairings, one bottle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. And the weed. Don't forget about the weed, too.
She doesn't do that.
But you will.
I will not. I will absolutely not do that. It's my wife's birthday. For crying out loud.
Oh, that's where you draw the line.
Exactly.
Usually, just any other day, that'd just be a Wednesday.
And I'll get my gambling plays in before dinner.
Oh. I don't know. There might be something in game. Sharks on the money line. Sorry, honey. Go ahead. You were saying.
The Bears' defense hit a major speed bump yesterday. Not good, but what if you're going to the game? Maybe it is good. I don't know. We'll get into that next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Rolling on at Cap J Hood, 312-332-3776. The Bears in Tampa to take on the Buccaneers, and they got some tough news yesterday. Their second-best defensive player this year, Robert Quinn, maybe their best. I think Khalil is ahead of him by half a sack. But Robert Quinn tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. It's believed that he is fully vaccinated, so it's a breakthrough case, A. B, the protocols are radically different. If you are unvaccinated and you test positive, you're out a minimum of 10 days, and then you got to test negative. If you are fully vaccinated, he could take a test today and tomorrow, and if he, by Sunday, passes two COVID-19 tests in a 24-hour period, he's cleared to play. So we'll find out.
Well, the thing that's so difficult about this news is that Quinn has been on a roll here this year. And I'm just going to chalk it up to saying that he's just healthy this year, and and last year he was not. That's why I'll just – because the Robert Quinn that the Bears wanted was someone that was an opportunistic pass rusher, getting to the quarterback, making him uncomfortable. I love that matrix sack that he had on Sunday on Aaron Rodgers. He's laying down. He's in the air. And he's at an angle and still gets to Aaron Rodgers. That shows me that he's healthy. So I'd love to have him there. But here's what we always know about the Bears defense, Caps. Like, if Quinn's not there, then it should be Mack, Hicks, Roquan Smith, others to pick up the slack. Ogletree, those guys got to pick up the slack. It's a deep enough defense where others can get to the quarterback, but it's Tom Brady. He gets the ball out quickly. So I'm just very concerned, especially with Quinn not being there.
Yeah, losing him, all of a sudden, you can chip on Khalil Mack. Who's coming off the other edge? Well, it's going to be Travis Gibson if Quinn can't go. Travis Gibson, that's a great opportunity for him, man.
Yes.
He got a sack the other day. Was it again on Aaron, or was it the week before against Detroit?
I believe it was this past week.
So watch number 99. They traded a pick to get back into the draft to get him. They really liked him, and he's starting to look like pretty good, solid player.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
What about Damian Williams, also COVID-19? Is he going to be okay?
Danny, we'll find out today when they give us the first injury report.
Correct.
Right?
We should get that around 1 p.m. probably.
Around 1 o'clock, we'll find out if he's still listed on the injury report or if he's going to go through practice or not. So
there's a lot to be able to kind of peel the layers back on this game against the Buccaneers, especially with a strong defense. I want people to watch the Buccaneers defense very closely because, as Cap told us yesterday, you know, head coaching candidate and Todd Bowles, I don't know what team he's going to go to, but he'll get another bite of the apple. And you'll just watch his defense. The Bears' running game could be stopped with that defensive line from the Buccaneers. And if you can't run the football, then what's the Bears' offense going to look like against Todd Bowles and his defense?
So they have a guy in the middle of their defense named Vita Vea. Vita Vea broke his leg in the Bear game last year at Soldier Field. He is as good as it comes in being a run stuffer, and he's healthy. Like, Meller, is he the best nose in the game?
Yeah, right now I would say he's the most dominant run stuffer, to the point where basically any team that's gone up against the Bucs, essentially within a quarter, they usually abandon the run and go right to passing because they know that's the best way to attack the Bucs. Vita Vea also is the man who last Thursday night could not get his jersey off by himself. He was trying to swap with the opposing Philadelphia Eagles player, and he needed somebody from the Bucs staff to come out. It's a very funny video. It got caught on Fox. It just, you know, just trying to get the big man's shirt off and wrestling with it, and no, not happening.
Yeah, because they don't want a loose-fitting jersey. Like, I remember our son Garrett, when he played offensive line, he weighed 290 pounds, and I saw his jersey before he put it on. I'm like, whose jersey's that? He said, that's my jersey. And I went, dude, I can't fit in that. You outweigh me by 100 pounds. Right. He's like, oh, no. A couple of my teammates helped me get it on because he doesn't want anyone to be able to grab on and hold the jersey.
Yeah. It's like when you go to Chipotle and you have asked them to put extra of everything inside the burrito. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you realize that you've overdone it.
Yes.
It's like an overstuffed burrito. Everything's just seeping out.
Exactly right.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, a little more guac. Oh, God, it's all over the place.
That's right.
So they lose Robert Quinn, at least right now, with a positive COVID-19 test. So hopefully he passes two tests in 24-hour period, and we get him back. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Also concerned about Akeem Hicks. You know, he did get a sack, but he was holding his groin as he was getting off the field through his helmet. He was disappointed because he's not 100% either. And I know he got that sack. And it'll be on – listen, I know that he's hurt, but that's going to help him in the contract, right? When other teams see that film, they go, look at that guy. He's got a bad hamstring, but he still got to the bad groin, but he still got to the quarterback. Pay that guy.
He's a beast.
He won't be here next year, will he? Looks like it.
He wants to retire a Bear. He's a beast. I mean, he is a monster. In fact, one of the guys I work with at TV said he was talking to the center for the Rams after the Ram game that week. They're friends. Mm-hmm. And that guy said, okay, I've blocked a lot of dudes. By far the toughest guy I've ever blocked is Akeem Hicks. He's ridiculous.
It's a monster.
Monster.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can afford him.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
It's interesting. I just know that he is running and trying to get to the quarterback with a ruthless aggression. I love it. I love that. And I know it's a contract year, but I know that he plays hard. I know Waddle doesn't think that, but I think that he plays pretty hard.
There's also an it.
I'm kidding, Tom.
Yes.
It's because they have beef.
Yeah, I was about to go, oh boy. There we go. There's also an interesting note in the newspaper today. Do you know that Jason Peters, who's 39 turning 40.
Left tackle. Mm-hmm.
They got him off a fishing boat.
Yep.
He was literally fishing on his boat. Hey, you want to come play? And he's not doing it for the money. He's made a fortune. Mm-hmm. He's playing because he loves to play football. Mm-hmm. Do you know that going into this game, Pro Football Focus has ranked Jason Peters among all tackles fourth most effective in the National Football League?
That's saying something coming off the Cleveland game.
Correct.
I know you can blame everybody on that Cleveland game. That is for sure. But since then, they've pulled the nose up on that offensive line.
They have.
And they're a lot better. It's what we expected. The offensive line now, Cap, is not necessarily a major story. It's not a major story anymore because they're doing the job, and give Lazor and Nagy credit for being able to have guys that come in there and chip and help out the offensive line.
And no question. And Juan Castillo, their offensive line coach, said his performance against the Packers was probably his best technical game. In pass protection, we talked about being able to play square and be consistent. This was probably his best game with those techniques. He's getting a little bit more in shape every game. He's getting to the point we'd like to have him at.
Now, I say that, and then we come here on Sunday with an aggressive defensive line for the Buccaneers. It'll be quite the test. Quite the test.
Big time.
Not only for the offensive line, but also for Justin Fields to get the ball out quicker.
Yes.
We'll address some of the numbers on Justin Fields that are not going in the right direction for the young man.
All right. Don't forget Keyshawn Johnson at 9:17. We play Shot, No Shot always at 8 a.m. Aaron Rodgers explained his I own you remark yesterday. You will hear what he had to say about owning our franchise. Next.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back. I'm Cap J. Hood, 735 in the great city of Chicago. Hope you can have a great day today. Pour yourself your first, your second, your third, whatever cup of coffee. And enjoy the show and get your day rocking and rolling. It's starting to get a little chillier. It was gorgeous yesterday. Holy smokes.
Yes, it was.
It's October, 19th yesterday, and it's 72 degrees. It was awesome out.
We call it Skytober around here, pal.
That's it. Skytober.
It was Soxtober, but so now it's just Skytober.
Skytober.
Great job yesterday, by the way. My friend was killing it again on a nice, comfortable couch that Ryan's Door paid for on NBC Sports Chicago. I want to make sure they get the best. Let's have a nice couch here and let them have a nice studio. But it was a nice job by my friend Cap, Matty Lee, Kendall Gill. Great coverage as the Chicago Sky had their celebration, and it was great yesterday.
Thanks for the kind words and for watching. We had a lot of fun doing that show, and there's a little profanity that got on the air, but it is what it is.
Well, it's live, and it's a celebration. And I mean, if it's like any one of these, you know that someone's going to swear. Blackhawks, Cubs,
right?
So someone's going to swear.
And there's no delay. People are like, isn't there a delay? Not on TV. We were not in delay. And Merck had said to me yesterday, you know, we got greeny, but I wish we could be able to carry the parade. I said, you could just take the feed from TV. They're okay with that?
Yeah.
And then he texted me later, thank God, with the multiple F-bombs that were flying.
It's going to happen, though.
Right.
I saw some champagne bottles, so you know there might have been some drinking here and there.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like, not Brett Hull necessarily. Glory, Gloria! Gloria!
Remember
like
that?
I think I got your number. Yeah. Yelling and screaming.
Corey Crawford dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, just the, yeah. So you know there's always going to be some craziness.
Always.
Right? So that's
good for them. It was great.
Absolutely.
312-332-3776. Go to LaGrange Bob first. Hey, Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Oh. Just at the end of the half, 2 minutes left, they had the ball at the 38-yard line. Listen to me, Hoodie. Mm-hmm. All they had to do was run the ball twice into the line and kick the field goal, 56 yards.
I agree.
Don't put the guy back in the back when he's holding the ball. He's holding the ball because nobody can block Clark. They said he couldn't block Miles Garrett. So if you're going to roll him out, run pass option. Get up underneath. That means the defensive end got to react to the run or the pass or the option. So don't put him in. If he's back there in the back, he's going to throw. If we're going to get him in the back, nobody's going to block. You need holding the ball. Now, on the timeout that he tried to call, they didn't give it to him.
Right.
On the offside, they saw that. No, just like the Saints game, they saw it. They didn't see it. You got guys looking for the eyes. He went across the line. When he got hit on the ground, when he slid, they would have threw the guy out of the game. Better been Brady. Of Rodgers, plain and simple. And then somebody was holding, so it's offset. No, he tried to take his head off. He hit him with the helmet. He tried to hurt him. It wasn't no joke about it. So they letting Fields get hit Rodgers like that. Hit Brady and see what you get. You might get thrown out the league for good. And that's sad.
Bob, now, they gave them the 15-yard. And appreciate your call, Bob. They gave him the 15-yard unnecessary roughness. It would be the same penalty they would call if they hit Aaron or whoever, Brady. Unfortunately, there was a hold in the interior on the line on Sam Mustipher.
Correct.
I thought it was a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch, his hands are inside the framework of his shoulders.
Yeah.
But they got him. It is what it is. And so it was offsetting penalties. Justin, I love Justin. I think he's going to be a superstar. He holds the ball too long. He's got to learn how much more quickly he has to process.
You were saying about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers was on with his buddy Pat McAfee yesterday.
Yes.
And Pat McAfee asked him about the taunt that he had. I own you, blah, 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 blah. It's still a topic on every national TV show. I'm listening to NFL Network. That's all they're talking about.
All they're talking about is just how Aaron Rodgers embarrassed the Bears, beat the Bears, and said something that was pretty true.
Right. And so my friend Olin Krutz said, boy, I wish I was there. I'd like to punch that guy right in the face. Because
no, wait
Olin,
a minute, no.
Lance, and Alex Brown, they were more upset than it seems like the team is. They just, oh, well, it's Aaron. We'll take it. Here's Rodgers.
Well, I don't know about attacking. I mean, Tom sends me choice articles from time to time about what is being said about certain things. I mean, my teammates and the organization, I think, really loved it. I think most Packer fans enjoyed it as well.
Hey, we loved it. Hey, we loved it. Zito? Zito? Zito?
No, hated it.
Oh, okay, see, he's from Chicago. He was supposed to hate it. He was supposed to hate it.
I saw Olin Krutz said he wanted to punch me in the face. look, I think that is to say, and I don't know Olin, and I respect him. He played in the league for a long time, but are we getting that soft as a society that we can't have worth now? I mean, you know, somebody can pay for a ticket and say whatever the hell they want, which I think they should be able to. That's fine. But the one time you say something back to them, that gets caught on hot mic, which, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that gets said from time to time. Now it's that, you know, I've disrespected, you know, an entire city and organization. In my own organization.
Well, and Justin Fields, you said Justin Fields stinks whenever you told Chicago that you owned him or whatever. You're an asshole. I guess I did see this. I'm sorry.
So that was McAfee with Aaron yesterday. He does that show every week.
Yes. And by the way, the last part, because sometimes you just have to whiteboard and explain to people, McAfee was joking about the Justin Fields thing.
Correct. He never said that.
Yes. That's a job. But you had to explain it, Cap, because right now people run with
what?
That.
What did he say?
That's not what happened.
Correct. So I know Olin. Olin, he's not looking to punch Aaron in the face. It's a comment. But he also is tired of us being the bug on the windshield of the Green Bay Packers. It bothers him.
Yeah, Krutz is not going to punch Aaron Rodgers in the face, but you can understand his frustration, right? And again, you have a problem with the Packers. You get tired of having your blank knocked in the dirt by the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. You know the best course of action there is to beat them.
Correct.
Period.
Correct.
Yeah, and you don't like what Aaron says? Why don't you beat the Packers every now and then?
And I can tell you, if there's anybody I've ever met that I would want in a foxhole with me defending me,
mm-hmm,
it'd be that dude.
Olin Krutz.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's a dear friend. I love that guy. But that guy is a warrior.
Yeah.
That's why he was so good at his craft.
Yeah.
And then you got John Kuhn, or Kuhn, whatever he is, that fullback.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like firing on Olin. Olin's like, dude, I was in the league for 11 years when you were playing. 11 years I was already there. Oh, and by the way, Bears had some success back then when they had their heyday with Lovey.
Yep, because that was on Lovey's board. Beat the Packers.
Correct.
Win the division.
Correct.
Get to the Super Bowl.
The last time we beat Green Bay, we clinched the division and Mitchell Trubisky was the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I'm not praising Mitch.
Yeah.
But let's just be fair here.
Mm-hmm.
All that money that we've spent on defense, all that money we've spent, we're always up against the cap. We can't beat this team. Enough.
It's generational, man. There's generations of Bears fans, young Bears fans, have never seen the Bears dominate the Packers. It's a good thing that Danny and I and Jeff, who's younger than us, but we were able to see the Bears beat the Packers' ass. I didn't understand the hubbub about it when I was a kid. Like Sylvie, too, that in that same era. We grew up in the same era watching the Bears beat the Packers every single year.
In the 80s.
Yes. It was easy.
Pound on them. Like, it was a big deal when Don Majkowski.
Yeah.
Had that over the line of scrimmage, not over. Ditka put the asterisk. Like, the Packers beat us? What, are you kidding? We lost to who?
Yeah.
And from that point on, not good.
It's stupid. Like Hood, you're absolutely right. When we were growing up watching the Bears, we joked the rivalry was dead because the Bears owned them. At one point, the Bears led this series all time, 79 wins, 56 losses, 6 ties.
Oof.
Since Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers took over in 1992, the 45-15 run that those two have had have flipped the series now. The Packers lead the all-time series, 101 wins, 94 losses, 6 ties. They are now 7 games up on the Bears, it seems impossible, as much as the Bears were up in this all-time series, to have it flipped this lopsided.
Yeah, I heard you say that with Carmen Yerk. If you go back to what he said, where it was 25 years ago, there's no way that the Packers could ever run you down. And now they're 7-up.
You know what's funny about that, Jeff? And again, I'm just going by just gut feeling, not even looking at numbers. Here's what's funny about that. The Bears' defense was dominant, and the Bears' defense, like in this era, pretty strong, right?
Yeah.
And the offense wasn't much better. Like you had Walter Wright in the football, but it's not like you had like this prolific offense with Correct. The Bears. When the Bears were beating the Packers' ass, I mean, we're winning by small margins, but it wasn't like the Bears had this, you know, Don Coryell air raid offense. It wasn't anything like that. It was just running the football down their throats, and the defense was just swarming back then.
Correct.
Swarming.
Correct.
So it's funny how, and Jeff's right, the way it's flipped like this. Because when I grew up, they were just nothing. Kind of like how the Yankees were just nothing when I was growing up, too.
Right.
The 70s were done. I'm in the 80s. I'm like, look at the Sox. Ah, look at the Yankees. Not so good anymore, huh, Mattingly?
And then all of a sudden, George got involved.
Yeah.
All right, Brett Bielema, this guy.
Oh,
did he just lose his team? Next.
Cap J Hood.
Follow him on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
So if you've got a really, really bad team, and the Illini football team is awful. I mean, they're awful. I don't know what Lovey was doing recruiting. That team's terrible. But now if you're that new head coach, that's your roster. Those are your players.
Well, you want to know what Lovey's doing? Lovey was not recruiting, and that's the problem. He tried to recruit at the last moment, trying to get some kind of St. Louis pipeline going, and that was the end of that. That's what happens, Cap, when you don't recruit. You don't work hard. I got plenty of people downstate that told me what was going on down there. If you're not willing to get off the couch and recruit kids, that's what it looks like. Period.
Yeah. The AD there, Josh Whitman, very nice guy.
Very nice man.
He's made some bad hires. Bad.
He got the basketball right, though.
Yes. Brad Underwood's really good. Turn that thing around. The guy before him, what was his name?
Who, the basketball coach?
No, the guy from the AD.
Oh, I don't know.
Mike Thomas.
Hi!
Not that Mike Thomas.
Oh.
The other Mike Thomas, who's like at Cleveland State now.
Okay.
Yeah, that dude thought it was a great hire to get John Gross. That was a horrible hire. Horrible. Flavor of the day.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. They got this one right. The hire of Lovey Smith was a horrific hire.
Well, that was for headlines, more so than football reasons.
He got $19.5 million to go down there and do nothing.
But I understand the hire. You're trying to make a splash, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Lovey is not a college coach.
No.
I mean, I think that's very clear. So now, what about the guy in place now as a football coach?
So they go get Brett Bielema, who got fired at Arkansas and was assistant with the New York Giants football team. But he had great success in the Big Ten at Wisconsin because Barry Alvarez built a dynasty and handed him the keys and goes, don't screw it up. And he won. He got out, got a bunch of money at Arkansas, was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Huh. You want the Illinois job? And they're paying him a bunch of money down there.
By the way, the hire of that was very swift. I mean, it's almost like Bielema was in the back door just waiting for Lovey to get fired.
Yeah.
Thanks for the exhaustive, look for a new coach. It took them like a day for them to hire
Bielema. Yeah, I heard they went after one other guy, and he took the Kansas job.
All right.
Lance Leipold from Buffalo. That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
And he went, Illinois? Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, no
Thanks.
Shot.
Thanks. No shot. So Brett Bielema yesterday, after finding out his roster sucks, and that team is just awful. Well, guess what? This is Brett Bielema talking about his own players.
I just know this. As a head coach, you're only as good as your roster, right? I kind of learned that the first time I went to the Kentucky Derby, right? Nobody was betting on the jockeys. Everybody was betting on the horses, right? So to win the Derby, you got to have the right horse. And I think our players are going to be a reflection of what our program stands for. I stood at the front of the room last year when I took over and said everybody is invited back because of COVID. They gave me the opportunity to do that. But as this roster continues to transition, I've got to make tough decisions. Players have to make decisions. And the roster is going to have to change to get to where we want to be to win a championship. So I recognize that probably midway through the spring last year, through the summer, just certain positions haven't maybe played out the way they envisioned them to. In particular, the offensive line, I don't believe we have a player in the two deep that they've recruited here over the last 3 years that is really significantly doing anything for us in the playing department. That's a major concern, right? So that's something that we have to do. Top two quarterbacks that have played to this point are both transfers, right? So there hasn't been any development at that position that is significantly playing right now. Isaiah was that guy, but he's obviously playing a wide receiver position in Deuce. So defensively, we knew there was going to be an evolution just kind of on the style of defense that we played. We got to definitely get a lot of bigger bodies, I believe, up front to get what we want to get done to play in this league at a consistent level. So there's things that we're definitely evolving every day. And as a head coach, I think I have to prioritize my recruiting.
How about that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not comfortable with that at all. You know what you had coming into. You said in the spring and the summer, you said, we don't have much here. Okay, we'll recruit it quietly. You don't have to tell the Illinois press that, well, we're not very good, so don't have any expectations. That's exactly what you just said. Yeah, Lovey didn't leave me with much. The cupboard was bare, so I don't expect much here. That's BS, Cap. You don't do that to 18 to 22-year-olds. Recruit it, cultivate it, win. That's your job.
So you know where I think this is coming from? Have you seen their schedule? Okay, they're not very good.
No.
Okay, that's fine. But those are your players.
Yes.
They wear blue and orange, and they're playing on your team. You're the CEO of that program. So they upset a very average Nebraska team, which if they played them again today, they'd probably lose because they've gotten better. They lose to Texas San Antonio. They get crushed at Virginia. They lose to a lousy Maryland team. They lose to Purdue. They beat a very average to mediocre Charlotte team. And they get shut out by Wisconsin.
And didn't cover, by the way, in that Charlotte game.
Correct.
So,
now,
yeah,
they're this Saturday, 11 a.m. at Penn State.
Loss.
Loss. Then they get Rutgers.
Loss.
At Minnesota, row the boat.
Loss.
At Iowa.
Loss.
Home against Northwestern.
Loss.
Probably. And then you're done. So,
you don't do that, Cap.
And I'm not disagreeing with him that his roster's bad. I disagree. You just don't handle it that way.
No. Of course, yeah, his roster's bad. But you know what, though? You don't say that in the middle of the season, right? Just so you know, we're not going to have expectations. We don't have much talent here. Well, you know what? What are you going to do about it? Right?
Folks, look, we're working on it. Our players are playing as hard as they can, and we'll continue to get this program better.
I know if Lauren Tate was in there, he would have asked him some questions.
No question.
What do you mean you don't have much talent?
Exactly.
What do you mean, coach? I mean, that doesn't work for me. That you don't do that to 18 to 22-year-olds. You do not. You handle that internally.
Shot or no shot? 2 minutes.